Father God, I decree and declare prosperity for everyone and everything that has breath. Father God, I decree and declare peace, strength, and love. Father God, I decree and declare wisdom beyond all understanding. Father God, I decree and declare peace and harmony. Father God, I decree and declare that no weapon formed against anyone on this line shall ever prosper. I decree and declare victory from every coin of the realm. Father God, I decree and declare unity. Father God, I decree and declare expansion, growth. Father God, I decree and declare open doors of success. Father God, I decree and declare financial breakthrough. I decree and declare elevation. I decree and declare healing and strength to the body, mind, and soul. Father God, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it. I decree and declare, save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Father God, I thank you, and I declare and decree restoration unto your people. I decree and declare, no weapon formed against anyone shall ever prosper. Father, I decree and declare, oh Jesus, I decree and declare loved ones coming back that was estranged from their family. Father, I decree and declare victory over our children when they travel to and fro. Father, I decree and declare peace and harmony in marriages. Father God, I decree and declare peace and a hedge of protection around our elderly. Father God, I decree and declare that every family's need shall be met in this season. I decree and declare love and harmony. I decree and declare new jobs and career changes. I decree and declare entrepreneurship for everyone on this line. I decree and declare love beyond all measure. I decree and declare the blessings of the Lord shall always make you rich and never add any sorrow. Prophetess, would you please open up the line so we can pray in our heavenly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we know we give you thanks and we give you praise. Decreeing the clear, Father, that we will lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Knowing, Father, that help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, who not my God suffer for to me. We thank you for that you are God who neither slumbers, you never sleep. And we give you praise, Father, for this evening, this morning, Father, where we can come to you, Father, with our petitions and our application and our requests, knowing that you are God who hears and a God who answers, Father, because we know, Father, in the blood covenant, Father, we are established in the spirit of oneness. We and our Heavenly Father are one. And we thank you, Father, because your word declares we are two or three gathered together in your name. There you are in the midst of us. And you said, Father, if two or three shall agree on earth as touching anything we shall ask, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. And Lord, we give you the glory in advance for all things because we know, Father, Lord, you said before we call you already answered. So we are lifting up, my God, the sick and the shut in before you, Father, that your healing virtue and will go forth in a supernatural way, Father. Healing, my God, the broken and hearted, my God. Those who are broken hearted, Father, you are standing for your healing virtue to them. We will leave in, my God, the oppressed, my God. And we thank you for undoing the heavy burdens, my God, because we know your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So we thank you, Father, for the healing flowing, even now, my God, through this line, even in those, my God, who are reaching out even now for a touch from you, my God. Lord, you are Jesus of Nazareth who is passing by even now to their location, Father. You're locating them even right now in their prayers. Even, my God, Prophet Stephen Bosnick, Father, and Prophet says, my Cynthia Dawson. Prophet says, my God, Samuel Hodge, Father, you're touching, you're healing, you're raising them up. And Father, you're creating brand new lungs, my God, brand new organs in the bodies of those, my God, who are being afflicted. Father, because your word declares many are the affliction of the righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers them out of them all. So we are thank you for mighty deliverance has been wrought. We thank you, Father, for open doors. And we thank you, Father, for your angels and assignment even now. My God, ministering angels, Father, even to minister to Archbishop Burden and Pastor and Prophet says, Deborah Jordan, my God, you're strengthening. And that, Father, even for the vision, my God, of the globalization, the prophetic, my God, seeing it prospering in ways beyond our comprehension, Father. And we give it a glory and praise to it. We thank you, Father, for Lord, every unblocked doors, my God, are open now because, Father, we put in the keys to your kingdom. And, Father, we thank you for the keys of David that are opening doors for the lives of your people, my God, opportunities, my God, that was once, my God, denied, because we know, Father, denial is that the lay is not the denial. But, Father, you're a God, my God, who will send forth your mighty warlock angels and, Lord, bring in, my God, sweet victory to the lives of your people. We decree victory in every area. And we decree, my God, that you'll protect families today, my God, in the name of Jesus. That you, my God, your name is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it and they are safe. We are thankful for covering because your word declares, he that dwelleth in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. And today, my God, we abide in you and abide in your word. And my God, we thank you for your strength and power and might in the inner man. Thank you for your blood that will cover, my God. Cover lives, cover homes, cover families, cover the trains, the tram, the buses, my God. Even, my God, in this time of the weather, my God, we thank you, Father, for the change you are bringing about, my God. From glory to glory, Lord, you are leading us, my God. Even Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Prophetess Mother Mary Barron, and every family, my God, member represented, even on this line tonight that you are touching, even the prophets, the company of prophets, even prophecology, Father, you're going to move in a supernatural way. Let the glory cloud come down as we decree, let God arise, my God, let all energy be scattered. And we thank you, Father, for the unity of the faith and the bond of peace of perfectness. You're perfecting us, my God, in the lives of your people which concern it to you. And we give you glory because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. His soul make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I thank you, Father God, for this day. I thank you for being able to be in your presence and pray to you, as well as with the prophets on the line. I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your peace and your love and your wisdom and your clarity. I thank you for Archbishop Ebernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for allowing us this arena to come before to pray for all the people nationwide as well as for our families. I thank you for newness, Father God, for the newness that you give every day. I thank you for your word, the Bible, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for loving me and creating me and everyone on this line and everyone that's listening in. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your will and your way, building your kingdom. I thank you for all the fathers that's on the line and all the fathers that's listening in that taking care of their families and building them up in your way, Lord, and teaching them your word. I thank you for the leadership of Bishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. I thank you for them globalizing the prophetic, and we are part of that. Give them extra strength, Lord, in the season. And I thank you for their continued unity, strong, of 38 years of marriage. I thank you that they pour out in us knowledge that we can grow in you. Cover all, Father God, on the sick and shut-in list. Prophetess Esther and Prophetess Regina and Prophet Turner and Ronald Blake and Mother Myers and LaToya Ashar and Bianca and Cynthia Dawson and myself and Darlene Gray and Alice Jackson and all the names that you know, Father, that I have not thought of. I thank you for all the prayers that's gone up before me and after me, Lord. I thank you for just being who you are and loving us as you do. I thank you for a fresh wind of peace on each family represented in this call. And I thank you for continually to heal the different states and countries that's been devastated, St. Martin and California and New York and Texas and Puerto Rico. Thank you for the leadership there that can let the people know who you are and that they continue to be in one, praying and magnifying your name, Lord. I thank you for the leadership in Zoe Ministries, that they follow the spiritual protocol to the fullest, because servants become leaders, as you say, Lord, and I love you for that. Continue blessing all the mothers of the house and worldwide as they share life-giving wisdom. And I thank you for a hedge of protection over my family and my son, Kevin, coming and going as he's traveling by road, and my son, Paul, who's be released from prison soon, and my daughter, Olivia, that you bring back to her remembrance who you are. And I just give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' almighty name. I love you, Lord. Amen.
The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go unto them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and heart became my salvation. The stone which the builders refuse is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exhort thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 118, 8, verse 29. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father God, I thank you for your love and your compassion. Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Eben R. Jordan, and Pastor, Leading Lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the Zoe legacy. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for every legacy that's represented on this line. Father, for you know that you are in control of all things, and we honor what you say and your will. We thank God for the path that you have given us. We thank God for the journey that we follow, because we know the journey is just not for us, but it's for others that we have to walk through. And we thank God for safety. Everywhere we go, from every corner of the realm, we thank you for the hedge of protection and safety for your people, Lord. We thank you for the support team that is guiding every devastated area. Father, we just bless you to calm the winds down in California from that fire, Lord, that continuous fire that keeps blowing. Father, we know that you're doing the work, whether we understand it or not. This is all of your doing, Father. And we appreciate it, Father. We appreciate what you're doing, because only you know how to clean this whole earth. And we thank you for that, Lord. But we thank you for the peace that you give the families that is being affected by it. Father, we thank you for your men and women that is serving so diligently in the forefront. Father, we thank you for keeping their families at perfect peace, knowing that you are in control. Father, we thank you for the political area. We thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around the president, giving him the wisdom that he needs, even his cabinet. Father, we thank you for all the other political areas, whether it's the Congress or the Senate. Father, may you show up mighty in these areas. Father, we thank you for the breakthrough that will always be our portion. We thank you for love and success that will always be our portion. Even though it may be a pink slip given, Father, we know you're opening up a grander door, and we thank you for that. Father, we just thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around the children as they travel to and fro. Father, we thank you for victory. Victory is ours, and we thank you that we stand on your word We thank you we stand on your law, and we thank you for submission, Lord, because when we as a group of people can submit to your will and your way, oh, how marvelous things to be. So, Father, we thank you for the guidance. We thank you for marriages. We thank you for the oneness that families have. We thank you for food on the table for everyone, especially in this holiday season. Father, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for debt cancellation, Lord. And we thank you that you are our God, and without your Son, where would we be? So, Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for him opening up a whole new world unto us, and we just thank you that we are in a position where we can do it all over again the next day because you give us the grace to do it. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And without us, without you, we are nothing. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps, oh God. We thank you, God, for you, for being you, oh God, in your precious mighty name. Father God, we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness. We come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 100. Father God, and we thank you, dear Lord, for all your prayer warriors here, oh God. And we thank you, God, for stretching them, oh God, in their prayer life, oh God. We thank you, God, for enlightening the burdens of all who are oppressed, God. And we thank you, God, for increase in faith, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for increase in love, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for protection over all your people, their children, loved ones, and family, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for clarity, oh God. We thank you, God, for setting us free, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for sealing any attacks of the enemy, Jesus. We thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we are a co-creator in you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping us in our right minds, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your healing power, Jesus. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for letting us be compassionate. We thank you, God, for the change, God. We thank you, God, for debt cancellation, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for bills paid in full, oh God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies that you give us and protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be. And we thank you, God, for protection, protecting us from accidents and keeping us free from harm from our bodies and our soul, and supporting us, God, we thank you with your grace, oh God. And we thank you, God, for bringing us back home safe and sound. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And we thank you, God, for giving them a safe travel, oh God, as they come home from their celebration, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, Father God, we thank you for helping us to remember that your dear Lord Jesus came to earth and dwell amongst us, God. We thank you, God, that he is indeed Emmanuel, God with us, God. We thank you, God, that you are more than all that come against us, Lord. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your great confidence and hope, God, for the Redeemer's sake, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for protecting all the communities that have been through any devastation, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for unshakable peace that you give them, Lord. And we thank you, God, for whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, dear Lord. And thank you for being our foundation of life. And God, continue to look on the shut-in, God. Thank you so much for all that you are doing in their lives, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for protecting them, oh God, and healing them, dear Lord, Father God. We thank you for healing, Lord. And we thank you, God, for this wonderful country in which we live, oh God. In your precious, mighty, and merciful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who once were far off have been brought nigh by the blood of Jesus. Having therefore boldness, brethren, to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Father God, that the blood of Jesus restores, renews, replenishes us. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus that goes before us and moves back the hand of the Roshata, the hand of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus, as we apply the blood of Jesus, reroutes every dark, festering, demonic force that would rise up against your people. The blood of Jesus lifts up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus heals us from all manner of disease. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus heals us from every wound, mental wound, emotional wound, spiritual wound, and physical wound. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus removes every emotional blockage, every residual pain and devastation and trauma. The blood of Jesus washes all debris out of our spirits and out of our bodies and out of our mind and out of our dream bodies and out of our memories, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus heals us from every traumatic event in our life, every childhood issue, childhood abuse, Lord God. We thank you that the blood of Jesus flows even on this line right now, touching everyone where they may be hurting, touching everyone in every area of their lives, Lord God. Restore, renew, rebuild, repair. Restore, renew, rebuild, and repair our lives, God. We thank you, God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, God, for restoration and repair. We thank you, God, for even restoring our finances. The blood of Jesus redeems us from poverty and from lack and from oppression. We thank you, God, for restoring your people. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus heals relationships, heals our family, heals as it flows through our bloodline. Heal from addiction. Heal, Lord God, from failure. Heal, Lord God, from criminal activity. Heal, Lord God, from our lives being in disrepair. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare breakthrough. We decree and declare, Father God, that even our elders, the blood of Jesus heals their minds of dementia and Alzheimer's. The blood of Jesus, Lord God, heals the brokenhearted. Grief and loss, the blood of Jesus stands against cancers, heart conditions, fibromyalgia, kidney failure, digestive issues, ulcers, and the like. And we thank you for victory. We thank you for Archbishop. We thank you for Pastor Deborah and their time of celebration. We decree and declare divine protection for the first family and blessings upon all of our families. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless you, people of God. We thank each of you for being on the court on this morning as we stand for the people of God, for their breakthroughs. Amen. Company of Prophets, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for your yes. Amen. And we want to encourage you to sow a seed of thanksgiving, sow a seed to seal the deal. Stamp, Lord, I believe. Amen. Go to, amen, www.zoeministries.com and sow your seed. Amen. And in the comments, let it be known that you're standing for the midnight cry. Amen. And you're thanking God and you're thanking Archbishop and Pastor for having this platform. Amen. Where we can come and entreat the Lord on your behalf. Amen. So let's go ahead and go to the announcements. Amen. Monday through Saturday, join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Monday through Saturday. Amen. And the New Year's Eve service, oil mixing service, December 31st, amen, at the Eagles House at 10 p.m., amen. Also, you want to join Pop Life Radio Monday through Friday at 12 noon. In addition, you want to, if you are attending the Prophecology, you want to make sure you get registered. Amen. At www.prophecology.com and complete the registration there, which would include your itinerary and roommate choices. Amen. Did I miss anything?
Well, yeah. Midnight.
Yes and yes. Thank you. And join us again for the midnight cry. Amen. Bring someone. Post it on your Facebook pages. Post it on your Twitter, Instagram, and let the people of God know that the prophets are praying. There has been several deaths on this week. Amen. Several deaths. Amen. Extended family. And on Facebook, people are not crossing over. For 2018, people of God, you want to be on this line, interceding for families, interceding for your own family. Amen. People are slipping away, and we need to be covering them at this season. Amen. I was taught many years ago as a young person that most people that transition in the winter. So this is a time to really be on our faces and seeking the face of God on behalf of the people of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Charlotte.
Yes.
Prophetess Olympia. The people of God can also text to give, and they can do their offering by texting to 646-762-0433. Again, the number is 646-762-0433. And they can check Midnight Cry. They can text tithe. They can text offering, but to that one number. And also they can call in at 888-831-0434 or 212-316-2177. Prophet Darlene.
Amen. Thank you so much for that interjection. And if that would be all, God bless you all is my prayer. Amen. And we will see you all back on the call, back on the Midnight Cry. Amen. And bring someone. Amen. Don't forget to submit your prayer request at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. Let us lift your needs up in prayer. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless.